The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
Okay, you know. And welcome. You are listening to the Emily Pearl Show. Live somewhere. Yeah, we're still up on our Blog Talk Radio, but I'm dilly-dillying trying to learn how to do our live TV. And I got to bring myself into the broadcast, so I'm still working with this. So while I'm experimenting, let me just say welcome, and hopefully you guys can see us or see at least our screen. I know that you can't see us, but hopefully you can hear us. I think it says that we are live. Hopefully you can hear us. I'm going to go to Facebook now, and if you can hear us, I'm going to ask, can you hear me? Can you? Well, anyhow, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and to our regular radio broadcast straight out of New York City, or to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm live in the studio, and we were expecting a team focus or not tonight, but I just got word that neither one of them can make the studio. So it's going to be a open topic tonight. Plus, hopefully, we are going to have a guest from Uganda, and I don't think I spelled it right, but so we will have this all figured out. We did have some trouble with our webcam going in, and so possibly that is the problem. And thank you, Debbie Rogers Thomas. You joined. If you can't, I know you can't see me, but I hope that you can hear me. So I need somebody to ask. Tell me if you can hear me. I've got my air set on, and it's a possibility that you can hear me. So I think what I'm going to do is going to take this out. Now, can you hear me? Everybody, can you hear me? I hope that you can. Let me know if you can hear me. I'm going to still be asking that, and I'm going to bring in my co-host for tonight, Reverend Douglas Martin, and Sybil Marie Presley. As you know, she's doing football filming right now during the football season. And everything is just kind of slow on here because I guess I got so many networks going that everything is kind of delayed. And I'm going to bring him there now so he can pick up some of the slack and talk to you guys so that I can continue to twiddle a D with this, with this TV show. But yeah, but I bet you one thing. If you can't hear us, please just dial into the show at 1-646-200-3422. I'm still piddling. And Douglas, welcome to the studio. I know you can hear me, right?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have two lines plugged in.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try to make a contact. Our first international contact, since we have such a large listening audience abroad internationally.
Exactly.
And so while you're using your expertise and experimenting to get us live into the connection between radio and video.
And TV.
Yeah, and TV. And so what I want to do is work on seeing how easily and simply, even without a 1-800 number, that we can contact our international listeners. And so
mm-hmm.
they can participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one reason why I wanted to do this TV show, because it interacts with Facebook Live, and we want to be able, you know, our international people, they cannot call because it costs too much money. But this way, they can chat comments in, and we can just carry on the show with them and everybody all around the world.
Yeah, they
and
can.
So,
they can. Mm-hmm. If they were like on a laptop and then using their cell phone, yeah, they could listen to the show and then receive the call and be listening to the show too.
Exactly. So I just asked the question again if somebody can hear me. And Orlando Wilson, thank you for joining. Debbie Rogers, thank you for joining. I can see that you guys are joining, but I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm going to plug this back in since I'm on my earphone and see. Can you guys hear me now? Let me see. Maybe I can do speaker out. Okay, can you guys hear me now? I don't know. They might can. But I know they can see the black screen. Now, next week, we'll have the cam fixed where you can hear and see me. Yeah, we got some bugs, but that's why I wanted, and you know, I'm kind of glad the Teen Talkers did not make the video tonight, because this gives me an opportunity to find out everything that's wrong, and so we can have my knowledge corrected by Showtime next week, because we got a special guest called the Aha Guy. Yeah, he's known all around the world, and he's going to be our special guest. I'll be putting out his link to everything that he does so that you can see that we're going to definitely be set up for our first worldwide figure. We will definitely be set up correctly for next Friday. Okay, Douglas, take it away, because I'm still, the chat room is open also on Blog Talk Radio, guys, if you want to come in there and post as well. And I'm just trying to see how many windows I can close here so that I can, you know, get more speed. Yeah. Okay, Douglas, go ahead and see if you, and Vic Gillespie,
well,
go ahead and see if you can get our guest on.
I really encourage all our listeners to bear with us right now, and we're taking another huge step here, and we're going to get there, and actually quicker than the average bear, because this is a team with steam, and Emily Pearl, she has got a motivational engine and know-how together. It's a machine. And so, and it inspires my legs. And so,
right.
I really want to be able to do the legwork in building the scaffolding of this enterprise.
That's right.
Yeah, and so we're putting it together piece by piece, and we've got the help of satellites, and the world is our audience, and so the potential there is phenomenal. So it's just a matter of us connecting the dots and making this opportunity come into fruition, because the technology is out there.
Oh yeah,
for us to do this, to go all the way live on Facebook and YouTube. And this is the type of show that will continue to catch fire because we're very open minded on this show.
Yes, and, we are.
And we love people to come forward that are putting their best foot forward, or maybe even not putting their best foot forward toward their dreams, but they know where they're going, and
yeah.
they know what they need to do to fix it. And we have people on our show that are of great accomplishment, and
mm-hmm.
we have people on our show that are dreamers, and we provide
yep.
opportunities for those dreamers. We don't
yeah.
just want to develop the talent of the dreamers and then just leave them, just let them sail off the sea without a sail.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to also to provide that sail
mm-hmm.
for us. So, you know, we encourage people, whatever your gift, your talent is, it doesn't even have to be in the performing arts. It can be as a playwright.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, you say, well, I've got the gift to gab and I'm a people person. Then you need to come to us and contact us about being in our school for
mm-hmm.
Radio and broadcasting. You know, so we're really a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to shoot a video, if you want to make a commercial, we have the video teams and we have the actors and actresses
mm-hmm.
if you need them. And we are an experienced movie production company. And M-Pearls, A-A-L, is an unsung hero. It's not a hit, but once people really see how distinguished we are, they'll want to watch and see everything that we do.
It's a hit to me.
And it's a hit. All you gotta do is watch it. That's all you got to do
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
watch it, and you'll be like, wow, this is the first time film company, and they did this great a job, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really impressive. You know, if you just take away the headline, as far as, like Fox or CBS or somebody like that was behind the production of, like, say, the made-for-TV movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, let's not look at that it wasn't a big shot, that we're just common everyday people, and just check out the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the music, the musical theme, and in the movie is a contending hit.
Yeah.
What were their names? Emily Darrell and.
Oh, Dwayne Wilson.
Oh, Dwayne.
And
Carl. Right.
Right.
Mhm. Right.
See, what our problem is with our TV live show. It said that broadcast had ended because I was in there pushing some buttons that I should not have pushed. So I'm going to start it up again. So you just keep talking, Douglas. I'm going to get this done again.
Oh, Emily, can you switch me over to 615?
Let me see. Let me get to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm pretty sure I can, yes. Just a second here.
Because I need to start sending out messages and see who's awake in Uganda.
Okay. All right, let me switch you on over. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear
you. Can you hear me? Okay, great. So you're good. You want both lines open? Let me open both lines. I can do
that.
Okay.
Will there be an echo?
Yeah, it is. So let me take you out there. I'm taking you off the 901. I got you on the 615, okay? All right. Now I'm going to start the show again on the TV channel. Oh, this is fun. I'm such a computer geek. That's
okay.
What I learned how to do what I do. I learned by trial and error, for real.
Well, you have a passion for it, Emily.
I do. Yeah, I'm a computer geek. I'm a senior citizen computer geek, so.
That's really rare, I'm telling you. That is really, really rare. I hadn't really heard of such a thing, or like a category. If they were to have a competitive show on TV,
I'd win.
You know, with it being,
with
senior citizen geeks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Senior citizen
geeks? Now, there are a lot of other senior citizen geeks around the world now, don't get me wrong. But
yeah, that would be a great reality show.
It would.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why we are having all this trouble with slow speed. Comcast has been freezing all day. So I guess they still haven't fixed what they are fixing. So I'm thinking that everybody could not hear me because they're gone. So I'm going to finish this one. And then I'm going to, and I'm going to delete it. And then I'm going to start over. But at least we are live on the radio, so continue, Douglas, on what you're saying while I restart the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled about coming back to the show, and we missed Sybil, but of course I'm very glad to be filling in, and I want it to be of great benefit while she's out, and so there will be some big improvements by the time
mm-hmm.
she comes back.
Yeah.
But it was just time anyway. Even if she was still on the show right now, we would still be making these strides.
Exactly.
You know, to make things happen for this company. And so, but yeah, like I was saying, I really encourage all our listeners to not only be aware of where we're going with this, but also to share it. Please, we encourage you to share it because there's really going to be a means of being able to also invest in us. Valuable commodity.
Yeah, because with this TV channel that we're on now, we will be able to show their commercials, their TV commercials, like they show on regular TV channels and everything. So we definitely want them to advertise with us, you know. And so it's 7465. Let's done with this 7.
Well,
today,
you know, Emily, once we really break through, if most of our advertising potential is international,
then we can just go ahead and tap into it.
Of course. We can advertise.
Like my hometown, for example, where it's the airplane capital of the world, Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
When the Great Recession hit 9-10 years ago, I went back to Wichita, but the recession was not there. Because Wichita makes airplanes with 5 or 6 different manufacturing companies, and they sell them all over the world.
Right.
You know, and so there's all these big-time entrepreneurs and businesses and other businesses that have merged and can become distinguished conglomerates. And they buy airplanes, and so the cash was still flowing. It let up a little bit, but you couldn't tell there was a recession.
Right.
I had 3 or 4 part-time jobs just like that.
Wow.
When I first got there. But anyway, I said that to say this, that there's international money out there for us.
Of course, yeah, we'll be able to do that.
We need to be able to reach out to the international audience that listens to us as if, I mean, just as local radio taps into the local market. And so we can tap into the international market. And, I mean, okay, like, for example, Elvis Presley. He was more famous overseas than he was here in the United States.
Yeah, they love us in the U.K., that's for sure. I already know that. You know, I already know that they have shown me some love. I mean, serious love, too.
And so it's our privilege and honor to comply to their request, because really they're requesting by listening to us.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm doing by doing this TV on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that this is the only channel that does that, you know, and that's why I'm with them. Excuse me, y'all. I'm just saying my broadcast I'm trying to reschedule it and I keep doing something wrong. Okay. I'm pushing my buttons too fast. I'm like, Sybil loves push buttons fast. And when you're trying to teach her something on her computer, I'll be like, I can tell you to push that. Yeah, she's so funny. But now I can tell her that I've been pushing buttons like her too fast on the live broadcast, trying to reset it. But can you go ahead and try to see if you can get our guest, one of our international guests?
Yes, I'm
going to
try now.
Okay, wonderful.
We are.
So while you're doing that,
we're calling to Vietnam.
Okay. Do you need a commercial break?
Yeah, go ahead and go to a commercial break.
All right, then that's what we're doing.
Not a long one, though.
Okay, not long. All right, we'll do a real short one. Y'all stay tuned and we'll be right back.
If you're getting married, having a fundraiser, graduation, family reunion, or it's your birthday party, and you need music and entertainment, Set Sail Entertainment presents professional disc jockeys with dynamic light shows and concert-powered sound systems. Set Sail Entertainment has famous local Memphis area disc jockeys, DJ D Smooth, DJ One Nation, DJ Red Assassin, and DJ CP3. ready to perform for you. Just call 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment's at 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment logos and disc jockeys' trade names are trademarked. Just call 901-488-9931. A proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Hello.
Hi, we're back.
Hi, Emily. Hello, Priscilla. How are you feeling? Did I catch you early? Were you napping, dear?
It disconnected. Your 901 disconnected.
Yes, Emily. Can you hear me on this line?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay, well, I have Priscilla Atching on the line,
okay.
And she is in Vietnam. She is in Vietnam for the Grand International. Yes, it's a world competition. It's a world pageant. And
wow.
I know we've all heard of Miss Universe. We've heard of Miss USA.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Miss Grand International, so they're really wanting to make their mark on a competitive nature with those other two pageants.
Okay. So we can't hear her though because you're a 901 disconnected.
Okay, are you Priscilla? Are you still on the line? Okay, Priscilla, say hello to the listening audience.
We can't hear her. Douglas, your 901 cut off.
Okay, you know what? What I'm not sure is, well, I have her, but I'm just wondering if you connect me on this line, would I have to do a two? I don't know if there's a way to do a two-way call.
You could on your phone. Oh, the messenger. You got our messenger.
Because I hear her, but she's not coming in very loud. Let me see if I can put her on speaker. Let me see if that helps.
Yeah, that might help.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Say something.
Priscilla?
No, I can't. I still can't hear her.
Okay. It disconnected. Priscilla, are you back?
I can hear her talking, but it's barely.
You know, I think what I'm going to have to do is. I had her on there.
Uh-huh.
She's actually still there, but
uh-huh.
Connection. She's in. Hello. Okay. Can you hear her, Emily?
Oh, we cannot
hear her clearly
at all. No, we can't hear her clearly. We can't hear her. It's barely. She's barely coming through. You got your do you have your earplugs on? Hi.
Have to get upgrade these handheld devices.
Do you have your earbuds on? We might can hear her if you put your buds on.
Well, I put her on. Well, the thing is if I put the buds on, I can hear her better, but she's speaking into my other phone. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, the other phone is not connected.
No, I hear you. I hear you on the other phone. That's where I hear you from.
You can put your buds into your other phone and then you.
Well, yeah, I've got buds in both of them. Priscilla, are you still there? Okay, bear with us. This is our first time trying this. We're live on. This is our first Friday going live on video. TV internet. This is our first time going live. And so what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to start working on getting through to our, because we have a very huge international audience. And so, yeah, we're wanting to get through to our international audience so they can participate, so they can do more than just listen.
Yeah, next week they're going to be able to go to Facebook.
We'd like for you to share with everybody that you can, especially while you're there in Vietnam, to download the app, the Emily Pearl Show app. And so, so those ladies can take it with them as they go back to their destination home countries. Yeah, because we have such a loyal, faithful, and growing international audience, and so we're wanting to get through to them and to the point where they can listen, they can call in, talk in, we can have guests, international guests, and then we can also sell airtime, just like a normal radio station. Yeah, just like a normal radio station. Yeah. And we will offer commissions for sales reps that, I mean, we're projecting here. We're looking into the future, but not the very too distant future. And they'll get commission for selling airtime on our radio show. But it's more than just a radio show. It's internet TV too. So, right, and you know that might be. Something that you may be interested in once you get back to Uganda. Yeah. And but I'll keep you posted on how fast and how far we get along with it. But I think it's going to snowball because this is our first attempt at it, and with Emily at the helm of getting it figured out, it's going to get done. She does everything she sets her mind to on cyberspace. She's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I know you probably can't hear Priscilla. I hear her, but
that's okay.
I think what I'm going to have to do is get a higher quality hand devices and we're both of us are going to need to upgrade our technology here so we can make this happen. But we want to wish Priscilla all the good fortune in her competition and what she's doing. She's representing Uganda.
Congratulations.
She is Miss Grand. She is Miss Grand Uganda. And she was also Miss Earth Uganda. So.
All right.
She is a. She's an elite young lady in her country. And she has been chosen. Are you still there, Priscilla? Priscilla?
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about you now. I'm talking about you. It's I think a quarter till eight. It's 7:45 a.m. something like that in Vietnam.
What time is it?
Is that right, Priscilla?
In the morning time?
Yeah, she's in Vietnam. She's in Vietnam. I think the city is what's the name of the city? Priscilla?
I've lost her temporarily again. She's still there.
Oh, that's
though.
Okay. Well, we got to
let what's the name of
do.
The city, Priscilla, in Vietnam that you're in? Ho Chi Minh City. Ho Chi Minh City.
Oh, okay.
And, South Vietnam and North Vietnam, it's not North and South anymore. It's just Vietnam. But, you know, I'll bet you can live like a king in Vietnam with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah,
it's like $1 is 22,000 dongs in Vietnam.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, $1, 22,000 dongs. So, Priscilla, you need to buy as much as you can while you're in Vietnam.
I know, right?
The great thing about these apps like Messenger through Facebook is it allows us to speak with people internationally and even video as well. But you may get 30 seconds to a minute, and then after that it may disconnect, and then it'll connect back, and then you may lose them totally, and then you need to call them back. So,
Well, next week
I'm thinking better technology will help.
Can you hear me?
Stop that. I can hear you, Emily.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Next week, we don't have to worry about that because all she has to do is go to her Facebook page and talk to us. She can type in her chat and things like that, you know,
right,
comments
right,
and what have you.
Yeah,
because we don't have everything fixed.
Is that it's going to be easier next week because
I don't have the bugs out.
Well, one thing you need to do, make sure you download the Emily Pearl Show app.
But that's on her phone. Yeah, but she won't be able to watch us from that.
She'll
next
have to
week.
Be on her laptop. I think you have a laptop, don't you, Priscilla?
No.
I've seen a picture of you with a laptop. Do you have a laptop?
No. She won't have to be on the laptop. You can watch us on phone. Douglas.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
They'll be able to watch us from any device. She doesn't have to have a laptop. She can watch us from her phone. The same way you do Facebook Live. Tell her it'll be the same way she does Facebook Live.
But on the laptop, you can have a webcam on there so you can be live.
Well, yeah, I could bring her into our studio, yes.
Yeah, if she has a webcam on her laptop, then she can come in live. She'll
yes,
be able to.
Yes, she can. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. That would be even better if we can work, you know, toward that for our guests that, you know.
Just tell her to get our webcam for next Friday night, and we'll have her on as a special guest.
But, Priscilla, when does your competition start? Okay. Like this afternoon? Okay, so she's got about 7 hours before she hits the. What's the first phase of competition? Oh, it's the opening ceremony. Okay, so will the competition actually start today? What which category did you say? Okay, just the opening ceremony. Okay. Okay, well, how many categories do they have? Okay, they've 5 categories? Okay, what's your talent, Priscilla? What's your talent? Yes. Oh, wow, it's acting. See, you didn't tell me that little tidbit secret. I asked you if you were an actress, and you said that you could be. You give me a movie role, and I'll act. I didn't. Okay, well, how are you going to show your acting skill on stage? Because in those pageants, it's monologue competition. You know, like if you play an instrument, you do it by yourself. If you sing, you do it by yourself. If you dance, you do it by yourself. It's always a monologue. Oh, wow. Okay, anyway, she's saying, like, she's like a refugee.
Mm-hmm.
And she's running from the war, or whatever you want to call it, the terrorist activity, the insurrection. Civil insurrection,
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
you know, in the society, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and these are the refugees. You know, it's like we don't want to fight. You know, take us in. We don't want to fight. You know, we don't
right.
want any of this. You know, and so they're trying
right.
to get out of the way, and they're going to other countries and that sort of thing. And so she's going to do a monologue.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Like a refugee. Yeah, that'd be real interesting, Priscilla. I've never seen that on any pageant. I haven't seen that. That'd be really interesting. So, is there a is there any way that we can watch this? Is there? Well, I imagine it will probably be on YouTube if we can't view it any other way. I'm sure it'll be put on YouTube. You think?
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube too. We'll be able to upload our live.
Oh, there's a Facebook
Live.
She says there's a Facebook Live, Emily. There'll be a Facebook Live to where we can view it on.
Wonderful.
Oh, Facebook Live. I guess like sort of like what we're working
mm-hmm.
on.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so how many contestants are there, Priscilla? I think you said 76.
Wow.
Yes, okay. So your talent is acting. Okay. What are the 4 other areas? Okay, talent, swimsuit, costume. Okay. Okay, is there a question and answer competition too? Are you ready for that? Oh, okay. And what's your platform, Priscilla? What's your platform? Oh, wow, you're giving me goosebumps on that one. Yeah. Are you there, Emily?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Her platform is also as a result of the refugees, there's also children refugees.
All right.
And right, and then there's also children that will be trying to escape, and they were street children, And they don't. Oh, wow. They've already lost their parents.
Hmm.
And
my goodness.
Due to all the kinds of things, unfortunately, in there's a lot of countries that don't have the outreach programs like we do here in America. You don't hardly see street children here in America. You know, there's other countries that there's street children. They're homeless. They've lost their parents and they're homeless and they're trying to survive. I mean, here in America, we have our share of homeless adults, but you don't hardly see street children.
Right.
And so, so it's that's going to be some serious acting right there, Priscilla. Playing a refugee. I'm sure you've been practicing. And you're going to be running. I so hope that I'm able to view it, to see it, that we are able to view it and see it, because I'm sure that you're going to give us a time capsule, and we'll be able to travel. We'll be able to travel to the part of the world that you're talking about. Yes, and so okay. Okay, Miss Action, we are so excited and thrilled that you came on the show. I'm glad I was able to interpret. We weren't able to get you loud enough yet. But I was able to relay everything, and we helped. I wanted everybody to know that we helped sponsor Priscilla, And we're really pulling for her to do as to honor her country to the best of her ability, and no matter what, there will be many people very proud.
Yeah,
and thank you for your time, Priscilla. And she's got to go off, and she's got to have breakfast and get ready.
Of course.
And start on her day. They have an opening ceremony today, and so. But thank you so much. You are our first international guest, and we want to have you on again. At a later date, and I'll make sure I communicate that with you. And you have a blessed day, and we'll be pulling for you, and keep in touch with us and send us pictures. Okay, bye bye for now.
And make sure she sends me a friend request.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
She's a sweet lady.
Make sure she sends me a friend request when you talk to her next time.
Emily, I'm gonna call back in on my other line so I can hear you better.
Okay.
So you can look for me to, you can look for me to chime in here
I'll go to keep my show on. Come back. We're gonna let you take us out in prayer because it's almost 8.
Oh, okay.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past.
We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new home. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality pricing. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
I know, right? And we still had a great show. I learned my bugs. I know what to do, what not to do. And so the cam would come. I've ordered one, a special clip-on cam. So, but I think I'm going to go to Walmart and get one just in case the other one doesn't arrive in time. And so we will definitely be straight because I'm going to do a test show. Test drive before Friday night. Make sure everybody can see me, and make sure that our special guest, will know I'll send him the broadcast the link, and he'll be set to go. Your phone is ringing, or mine? Which one is it? Let's see. Could be mine.
Oh no! It was Priscilla. She messaged
me.
Yeah, she thanked me. She said, "Yeah, she thanked me so much for having her on the show."
Oh yeah, well, I can't wait for her to be on the show with us live. Next week.
Yeah, because
I just set it up. I got a text from the TV channel. It says your broadcast will be ready to start on October 13th at 7 o'clock. So it's set for next week. So the only thing I have
I'm coming by to see you Sunday. So
we may drive down to Walmart. I have to make sure that they have it in the store first because a lot of things they sell online, it's not available in stores. So I double check that.
We both know Brian Nelson. Brian Nelson. Yeah, he's an IT tech, and he'll be able to give us leads on what we need,
I'm an IT tech person myself. I've already ordered what I need, but I just don't know if it's going to arrive in the mail by Friday, which is why I'm going to have a backup. I can't never have too many webcams anyway, so I'm just going to get one because the camera on my laptop is apparently not going to work regardless, even though I've updated the drivers and everything.
We're needing to double up. Whatever you got, I need to get. And we need to double up.
for sure. So we'll take care of it Sunday. So make sure that we'll have it for the show for Friday.
Did Coco go to the doctor?
Coco did not go to the doctor. I went to the doctor today. I got a good report. My MRI did not show that I had a pinched nerve or a ruptured disc in my neck.
what it showed is that I do have an inflammation bug in my neck, and so I'm not going to have any type of surgery or anything. He gave me a prescription that's supposed to remove that inflammation, you know, shrink it and take it out. Also, he did a muscle test of sticking acupuncture needles in my left arm where I have. Oh, he found out I have the test. He gave me a nerve test and a muscle test on both my arms. Both my arms, he did the nerve test, but only on my left arm where I'm having this numbness in my index fingers where he did the acupuncture muscle test. So that shows that I have carpal tunnel. And so he is not going to do anything right now. He wants to see if the prescription that he gave me helps. I will see him again in December, and at that point he will decide, you know, based on whether or not, you know, I still have this numbness in my finger or not, and then we'll decide what we're going to do about it. Because as you know, I got to have my fingers doing the walking, not because I do too much computer work.
Right.
I think that's what caused me to hit the wrong button tonight in the live broadcast because I wasn't, because of my finger being numb, what have you. But anyway, I know what I did wrong, and I definitely will not do that next week. Trial and error, that's the only way you go. 2020 hindsight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so brother, can you take me out with a good prayer?
Of course, all the time. Dear Lord God, keeper of heaven and earth, thank God so much for this platform of open-ended thought and conversation that comes to us through the conduits of communication, and we are so grateful for the technological advances that are available to us. And so we're so encouraged to go out to our international audience and really satisfy them. And Lord, we just thank you. We want you to continue to bless us in our endeavors and expedite our journey. Thank you so much. In the holiness of all that reigns upon mankind here on earth, the great creator of the universe, under whatever name you want to call God, it is. So be it.
Yes.
Until the next time.
Yes.
And thank you so much, all the listeners, and we'll be tuning in. I mean, you'll be tuning back in with us, I'm sure, and bring someone with you.
That's right. Amen. So to all of our pearls and listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. And as we say around here in the Emily Pearl Studio, listen, don't hate them, congratulate them. And if you mean it and deem it, I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do will what that is?
Come back to you.
Amen. All right, y'all, that's our time.
Amen.
We'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station, and on Facebook Live. Good night. Say good night, Douglas.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Amen.